South Central.
Inside the 18-yard box. Early cross, far post! Goal!
Soccer.
11-2 here in 11-16 SEN Melbourne's home of sport. We've got the tennis final coming up tonight from 7 o'clock. Looking forward to that. Brett Phillips and Jordan Thompson to call all the action. And Alan Rodway to join me, your coach online, after 2 o'clock. But let's talk some A-League now on the back of a very, very interesting weekend's A-League results. And, of course, one more game still to come, Adelaide and Wellington to clash later on this afternoon. Clint Poulton, part of our SEN A-League team, is on the line. G'day, Clint.
Afternoon, Kev. Hope you're well.
I'm very well. Yourself?
Pretty solid for this beautiful Sunday.
Yeah, it's a good day. Nice day to just to go out and have a walk, I reckon, later on this afternoon.
Already done it, mate.
Oh, beautiful. I'll do it when I finish here. now, let's have a look at what happened on the weekend. I guess, firstly, back to the two Melbourne teams. City's loss to the Jets, disappointing.
Yeah, rather. Frustrating. Season continues for Melbourne City. It's tough being a Melbourne City fan at the moment, isn't it?
Just yeah.
Huffing and puffing, promising so much, but under-delivering. And this was another one against the Jets. There were issues in this game with travel and such, to travel on the day of the game, which would have clearly upset the team and upset their routine.
Why'd they do that?
There was weather situation the day before the game. They tried to fly in, but they couldn't get in, so they had to stay in Sydney, I think, overnight, and then get up around 6 a.m. the next day of the game, and then get like an 8 a.m. flight to Coffs. So that was thrown well out, you know, the whole pre-game schedule. So that would have had its effect, because it was pretty warm in Coffs. And
well, they looked flat, to be honest, at the start, I thought.
Yeah, well, you're right. And to be fair, considering the conditions and everything else, they started pretty well, which they have done for the majority of the season. Usually they get on top of teams fairly early. And the Jets, I think, more so took a really conservative approach in this game. So it was always going to be, possession stats were always going to be in City's favour, but they just couldn't make the most of it, to be honest, and didn't really deserve to get anything out of it. Jets played just a beautiful game, had a beautiful plan going into it, executed it brilliantly, and thoroughly deserved 3 points.
Then we see the victory had a loss to Sydney FC, who just really just showed everybody why they are on top of the ladder, why they haven't been beaten all year, and why everyone has them down as favourites to take all the trophies at the end of the year.
Sydney FC are over the hills and far away, aren't they, right now? They are well and truly out of sight, and you know, 11 points, there's still 10 games, so people will say mathematics and all this sort of stuff, but let's be honest, it's pretty much done and dusted.
Yep.
Sydney FC are just playing way too good at the moment, above their nearest competitor in victory, clearly. Not clearly, I guess if you look at the game, there was definitely victory had situations and moments and all that, but there's just this ruthless attitude, ruthless efficiency about Sydney FC. Even when they're under pressure, they can just absorb. It's beautiful to watch. There's not a lot of stress on that team. When they are under pressure, they just tuck in and absorb it, and then play a different style of game for 5-10 minutes. And it's just beautiful to watch. You know, I think about how much I'd love to be a part of that team.
Yeah.
It's just a beautifully functioning machine, and they'll win the Premier's plate, but in all honesty, the championship's still open. The final series will be very open because victory can do the job against Sydney FC, and I still believe Melbourne City's a team that can do a job against Sydney FC in a one-off match.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. How would you have been standing in goal watching Benny Abini kick that second goal on the other night? Just the sheer brute force, the way he literally picked Elaine Burrow up and flung him like a toothpick. He literally swatted him like a fly, and then just went boom and put it past Lawrence Thomas like there was no tomorrow.
Yeah, it was like a WWE move, wasn't it?
Got
him in under the arm and just flung him. But the substitutes of Sydney have haunted victory twice now.
Yeah, Carney did it early, yes.
Yeah, exactly. So it was Bernie Abini this time, and again, just proving how well Graham Arnold has not only got his first 11 going, but also the fringe players, the players that are coming on. You know, it must be tough for them when you think about it to just sit most of that game out time and time again and still be of the right mind to come on and put in a performance like a Beanie did. You can just tell the hunger not only exists within that, within the starting 11, it exists throughout the squad in its entirety, and that's just beautiful management, man management. So Graham Arnold is beautiful, but I think Bernie Abini is a great story because he's been out of action for over a year now with a pretty significant injury, and he came back to Sydney FC, and Graham Arnold's sort of taken him under a wing, as he has done with a lot of young players over the journey, and just nursed him beautifully, and now he looks like a tank.
Yeah.
Looks like he's moving beautifully, and most importantly, he's affecting outcome of matches, and that's a great thing.
Now, we mentioned we've got one more game to go today, but be remiss of me not to mention last night's game, the Roar and the Wanderers game, and how that finished. Brett Holman coming off, speaking of substitutions that work for you,
yeah.
Holman comes off and kicks this miraculous goal with about 2.5 seconds on the clock.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it was miraculous, Kev. More a big blunder from Vedran
yes.
Janjetovic in goals, unfortunately. I'm always, whenever I see something like that, I take my head goes straight back to all the ones that I copped. So I totally sympathise with him. But it couldn't have come at a worse moment for the Wanderers, and couldn't have come at a better time for the Roar, considering
yep.
they've got a couple of Asian Champions League qualifiers in the very near future. They needed to win. It was a good win coming off the back of another win last week against the Phoenix away. It's not pretty for the Roar at the moment, but what's good to see is Brett Holman's back in the picture again. And you just, like you said, you just saw the influence he had on the match when he came on. He's a very, very good creative player, and he caused the Wanderers all sorts. And through a little bit of luck, got the winner, but John Aloisi will not give a damn. They are back in the winner's yeah. circle, and it is much needed.
What do you do as a goalkeeper in that situation? I mean, Holman's had the shot from, what, about 25 yards out, I suppose? He was
yep.
outside.
Yep.
He's hit it well, but he's got both hands to it. It's
yeah.
it's literally, what, it split his hands, or he just didn't what did he do wrong in that situation? Was that what it was?
Concentration.
Okay.
The power was there, and you've just got to be concentrated the whole time. He's done probably exactly what I would have tried to do, and possibly not catch it cleanly, but just get really solid hands on it, but neither drop it at your feet or, you know, just cushion it.
Yep.
But possibly just took his eyes off it at the last second. And, yeah, that's purely a concentration thing.
And a second later, you're pulling it out of the back of the net.
in the 93rd minute. So
yes.
there's no recourse, you know. There's no way back. So that's the worst part about it. You can see that late, there's no redemption in the game. So that just absolutely kills you.
We got the derby this week. It's a chance for both these two Melbourne teams to really make a stand, I guess.
Yep. I genuinely believe, like I said before, they're the two teams that can beat Sydney FC in a one-off match. And just the rivalry between these two teams at the moment, I still believe, even though Victory won the last match, I still believe City have a slight psychological edge on Victory. They've had a good run of wins and results before that last loss to Melbourne Victory. But I still just believe that City have this psychological edge against Victory, and I guess it'll be played out on Saturday night. But I still, you know, and I think this will have an effect. I think City, too, they're reeling because they're not playing particularly well, and this is the sort of game where more often than not there's just so much on the line, and they always live for it. So if I had to pick a winner, I'd say City. But Victory, they need to win too. Three losses in a row. So they wouldn't want a fourth because top two is still highly important because you think Asian Champions League next
yep.
season.
Yep.
So hugely important game.
We're having this discussion yesterday on Saturday Sports Central with Zappers. City look like they've lost their swagger a little bit, though. That's the only thing I'd be concerned about if I was a City fan.
Oh, there's major worrying patterns with Melbourne City. They start strongly. They look like most of the time they go ahead early in matches. Tim Cahill's been doing beautifully recently, scoring early goals. And instead of going on and really delivering convincing wins, which you'd expect from a team of that quality, I don't know what happens in second halves. They fall away. The handbrake goes up. They tire, I'm not sure.
Okay.
But they don't score goals in yep. second halves. I saw a stat and I was looking through the goals scored for Melbourne City, and beyond the 63rd minute, they've only scored 3 goals this season, and they've all been penalties.
Wow.
Yes, so that's a damning stat.
Jeez.
So why they... it's really hard to put your finger on why, because they've got the quality.
Yep.
That's no problem. So you look at a fitness issue, maybe. Maybe because they play this really intense game early, it takes a lot out of them, so at the back end they struggle. I don't know. It's just a... it's a really tough one to put your finger on, but highly frustrating.
Yeah.
Very frustrating.
That's a really interesting stat, actually. Yeah. Good on you, Clint. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday afternoon. You've been out and amongst it, so just relax.
You too, Kev. Enjoy your stroll.
Good on you. Thanks, Clint.